That one thing, a superpowered ficlet. Niall was used to people not understanding why he needed to eat so much. It was just that he vibrated. He vibrated with the need to move, and to move quickly. And he burnt off a lot of energy that way. So, as a result, he needed to be constantly eating. He supposed the others understood it, because they all had powers too. Liam understood it because he always itched with the need to set things on fire. He wasn't a pyromaniac. It was just his powers. They itched under his skin until he let them loose. So he lit Zane's cigarettes for him. Whenever Zane held out a cigarette, Liam would snap his fingers and make a small flame on his fingertip, holding it to the end of Zane's cigarette and lighting it. Sometimes Liam burned himself by running too hot, by not letting the powers out enough. And then, that's where Louis came in. He would patch up Liam, quietly, efficiently, holding his hands over the hurt and murmuring at it, making it disappear as quickly as it had become. The only outlier was Harry. Harry, who Niall didn't understand, really. It was just that Harry was everything. He could shapeshift into different people, different animals, and it felt like Niall never knew who the real Harry was. Maybe it was the form he assumed most often, or maybe that's what he didn't look like at all. For all he knew, Harry could be a girl. There was something interesting about that, though, that was better than all of the rest of them, and it just made Niall want to move so much. He wanted to zoom around Harry until he could figure out all of Harry's secrets. Harry smiled at him like he knew. Maybe he did know. It wasn't like Niall was very, you know, private or anything. He basically flapped his mouth and told the world everything that he was thinking. So probably Harry did know. Strangely, Niall found he was fine with that. The end.